Minutes from the last meeting, which were essentially that we had decided on roles for each of you. However, there are some changes that I've got from on high that are a bit what I didn't actually realize it was that the this is for a specific television. So the all-in-one idea goes out the window, and they require that the well actually I'll get to that I just use point number four, and we'll get what you've got, and then we can see what we can adapt from it. So, presentations, were you anybody got raring to go? Raring to go? Okay, good stuff. Oh, I need to plug you in. Just about. Just screw one in. Gonna have to swap them around, so. Was function F8. That's the wee blue one. Blue one F8. Should do it. Sorry. Again, if you just click that, it'll go ahead one at time. Sorry. Press F5 to start it first. Jesus.
Because I think, I believe that technology is useful only if the consumers want to use it. Otherwise, there is no fun of having all this type of thing. So this will not only reduce the cost of our remote controls, but it will increase our profit also. So we have to take care of this factor.
Oh, you want to go back? Just escape.
If we look at this slide.
Okay.
These are in your shared documents. You can see.
Okay.
Look at the market potential. But how we should design our remote controls, what it should be there, so as to these are different age group persons, like, sorry, I can not connect to
anything. Okay, speech recognition.
If we look at the cost, whether the consumers, they are willing to pay more for speech recognition in their remote control or not, we can find that the up to 35 years age group, we have a very good disliking for this point, like for speech recognition and remote control. So we can emphasize on this point also, like it will definitely enhance our sales in this age, in this particular age group from 15 to 35. And I think that most of the users of the TV are belong to this age group. So
we're looking at who buys it as well. Which I think the 25 to 35 is the usual sort of.
Yeah. So,
9% off. 15.
Yes. If we look at this data, what are the problems consumers are facing with the existing remote control? They find that 34% of the consumers, they find too difficult to operate a remote control. So it should be in such a way that it should be easy to learn how to operate these remote controls, and we should provide proper manuals for its use also, so as that people, consumers could easily learn. They need not to have any much technical knowledge to see to know how to operate these remote controls. So this is also major factor to take into consideration to enhance our profits and sales.
Okay.
This is about market feature by me.
Okay, thank you. Follow on with Helen. Yeah. Yes. Oh, so we do. Fun and games. I don't know if the cable's going to be long enough. I think I just kicked over or whatever it runs on underneath. Okay.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Function F8. There you go. F5. F5 and escape will bring it back, and just the left button for advancing. Just a left
Okay.
left mouse button. Come under our law as well. If you escape, then you can see your bar. We hope so.
Personal preferences. Well, actually, we need to, I think the ergonomics is quite important.
Particularly if we're there was a bit in Raj's about RSI and things as well. Organic. Sales. Yeah, it's like a
big screen anyway. So
it's only a wee one.
Yes. Anyway, so handheld and portable. And
right. And also the company want to keep it stuck to the TV for to keep down the production time. Do you have trouble whistling? Really? Yeah, I suppose that's true. Well, I suppose you could have the basically, and instead of a whistle, if it's got the voice recognition, you could have it just, you know, where are you?
Yeah.
Kind of. Sounds good. Function F8 for the remember that. And surely that would have to be sort of specific rather than above a threshold, because if you had a loud movie on, you're likely to get it beeping back at you. Sorry, I didn't mean to derail you there. Oh, is that what that is? Well, that's cool. If you can build spacecraft, you'll have no problem with a remote control. Yeah. Right, okay. As that just switches on the speech recognition and it's entirely speech operated, is it? Yeah. No, it's 50 million euros. We've got to make profit, so we're making that at 12.5 euros a time. Okay. Would it be possible to have the rechargeable idea? Is that going to mark up a lot? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you think about these base stations, though, it's essentially just a lead with a sort of self-connecting brake in it. So I don't think it'd up the price that much. Okay. Okay, thank you very much. I'll take that back. Right, also, so I noticed I got not very long before the meeting, so didn't manage to forward it on to you. Actually, I'll find it myself. We had that to disinclude teletext because it's become outdated and everybody uses the internet anyway. don't know what Oracle would have to say with that, but never mind. It's only for the television, which I'm presuming means it's for a specific television. And instead of colours and sort of colour options, they want corporate colour and slogan somehow implemented in the new design. Yellow. I presume. Everything, all the sort of, you know, the corporate website and everything's yellow. And the logo, the sort of slogan we put the fashion in electronics. I don't know exactly how sort of incorporate, I mean, I guess if you're going for a sort of globular shape, you could kind of have it working its way around it or something. Where am I? Okay, so we have to decide on which functions we're going to actually have. now, we had, as listed options, we had speech recognition, potentially, flat screen interface, LCD interface. We also want to limit the number of buttons, so we'll pretty much take that one as read. We use the basic functions for a television. No teletext. So okay, hold on. Not enough buttons, you mean? So sort of strike a balance between a few and a... Or it looks like we're just cutting on the... I do, however, have this from over my head that they don't want teletext on it. maybe, Raj, you could find out what people would think about that, or maybe they'll send some information about that, about whether people would require teletext in a remote, teletext option in a remote control. Attached. Okay. So, I take it your position, Arlo, is that the bells and whistles, we've got to come up with a gimmick, but not too complicated a gimmick. So, I mean, the sort of inkling I'm getting from little bits of web chatter that I'm getting sent is that they're quite interested in a TFT display, interactive display. However, that does sound a bit like the more complicated design that Raj, said people didn't like. Although I guess if there's a sort of, if you think about standard interfaces that people use already, sort of Windows style drop down menus or whatever, I think maybe that's a bit going a bit far, but you know, like in a basic sense, that you could have your basic selection of buttons, and if you hit a sort of menu at the top, you have it goes to a different selection of buttons, so it keeps it simple. Glow in the dark, is that sort of with a light inside it, or is it sort of glow in the dark material? Okay, so yeah. Yep. Lost, yeah.
And means they forget where they have kept the remote control last time. But if we add speech recognition as well as glow in the dark, and both these factors will help them locating their remote control. Like if they come and speak something and the remote control replies to something and it glows in the dark. Both these factors, both these points will help them to locate
That's
where
cool.
they have kept this remote control,
That's
and
cool.
this will definitely enhance our market sales. So we should take it into consideration also.
Okay, cool. Speech recognition, I take it. I know of no products
There are
that use
products
speech
already out
recognition
there.
well.
Yes, there is a lot of services that you can channel through different channels and things like that. Yes, a lot.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't work very well though because it doesn't allow someone to transcribe the
Mm-hmm.
conversation. You have the television sets here listening to the BBC.
Yeah, or yeah, an advert for BBC Two on BBC One will switch the channel for you, kind of thing.
Exactly. So this allows you to be watching the TV and all of a sudden pick up a noise and turn it off.
Mm.
But it didn't work around that noise problem.
Uh-huh.
Well, what about, this might get a bit too expensive actually, but what about something that's built into the TV that you can press and it's like a little signal, you know, like the ones that we can't hear, or
Ah, that's a good idea.
that will activate the remote control start speech.
So like a kind of backwards remote from the telly.
What you could do then would be you have a remote control by the TV speaker, and I'm not, I'm sorry, a microphone by the TV speaker, transmitter there, and sends it back to your remote, because you can't expect the television manufacturers to implement that feature.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Right.
But then you have a dual separate module
That we just stick on, yeah.
that comes with our remote control,
Yeah.
and the remote control node
And that's a
is being used as
sort of
part of
basic RF kind of
Mm-hmm.
frequency, so it'll be cheap.
Yeah, that's possible. And another thing is, you have to squeeze in remote to try and find it. If you do have this sort of speech interface to it, you don't even need to find it. You just say, whatever you want the remote for, you can change the channel or to turn the TV on and off, and you just shout your command to it, and it'll do it for you. It's within the hearing range.
Yeah.
Or
I'd do us out of a job. Okay. I like the whole sort of remote feedback thing. So I think rather than, and that also kind of takes out the speech recognition in terms of the interference and it not working very well and things like that. So I th yeah, an expense in the time. So I think if we're going to go, well, I mean, like the thing about the problem with the TFT or the LCD kind of thing is, if you're also wanting the kind of organic globby sort of feeling to it, then you might have trouble incorporating the screen. But I guess not. I think I'll just pretend that's not a problem. And how are you about the glow in the dark material? Is that
Maybe not really glowing because you said colors can be difficult, so maybe just like a little line that's kind of around the outside and then you can make the rest.
contrast, contrast, right. Yeah, okay. So if it's down, yeah. Or if it's down under the couch cushions, which is where I usually find mine. Okay, well we can still use the glow in the dark as a gimmick, essentially. If we're gonna have to, if we're gonna have the logo on as well, bright yellow logo in our slogan, then you know they're gonna be fairly brightly colored anyway, and you can have sort of a trimming as well of the glow in the dark material just as gimmickiness.
Yeah, that more than finding it, that was more like, you know, if you're watching a film in the dark, you can still see the remote control.
All right, so
More than just
if we're
the
go if we're gonna go with the idea of a feedback sort of remote finder, then that kind of stuffs that one out then, do you think? Makes it fairly unnecessary then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so scratch that. So we've got, do we want to go with the TFT idea? Or the, is that far too expensive? Well, I mean, I think the sort of finder things, I mean, it's, I could probably write the circuit diagram for that myself. Okay. No, I mean, that was going on Raj's sort of marketing research, I guess. So we'll stick with sort of programmability for the buttons that we do have. So that's sort of included in your sub-module kind of stuff. You were finding out about teletext. If you could find out...
speech recognition?
I think we're going to scratch the speech recognition as a bit of a expensive... No? All right, okay. Is it not the circuits that cost? All right, okay. Well, that kind of takes back the RF the RF remote sort of idea as well. Five minutes. Okay. Decisions. Vote. Let's vote. Who wants TFT? No one does. Excellent. So we go with speech recognition, yeah. Speech recognition, limited buttons, organic design. And what else was I thinking of that I haven't written down and therefore fallen out of my head? Programmability. Okay. And also integrating the, remember to integrate the logo and the slogan. Okay, so can you put all these reports in the project documents folder if they're not already in there as well? So it just helps me summarize them. And I'll put any, I'm putting anything I do in there anyway, so project documents on AMI scenario controller. Where am I? Project documents. Yeah, it's on your desktop as well. And I will I'm getting strings of information. I'll try and forward any specific to anybody in particular as soon as I get them now, rather than I was about to sort of tell you about the changes before the meeting, and then the meeting turned up, so. I did, yeah. So... Yeah. More sort of flesh-like than plasticky, sort of.
But we have to take care
ethics. That's going to cost us money.
Safety point of view.
Okay, safety.
I think with more organic shape, that it won't be as not as many sharp corners as that. So that's something.
Smells good for children. that sounds. Yeah, it's gonna have to. It's gonna be have a big yellow foam ball. Yeah, sorry. Please, God, no. Well, I wouldn't. I mean, my reaction to an all yellow remote control wouldn't be anything other than horror. So I think just having it surrounding the logo. Yeah. I'll see if I can argue with the boss about putting the, what is it? We put fashion into, oops, it's not working. I can't believe I've forgotten the wrong. We put the fashion in electronics. I bet that'll catch on well. Okay, any last worries, queries? Okay. So I know what you're thinking. Okay then, lunchtime. Okay, that felt a bit more like something with order and reason to it than the last one. This is quite fun actually. I really don't. Yeah. Wow, you're on your first page. I was just writing really big. I've finished the meeting now. Oh, everybody needs a questionnaire. Do, 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 do.